There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Radio God Mitchell from 550 K-Fire. I'm Scott Hinton. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Lovely, basking in the glory of the Ohio State University win over the Oregon Quack Quacks.
Non-event. You're wearing your Ducks colors today, too. I thought maybe you
I'm wearing my K-Fire colors.
It's green. By the way, why weren't they wearing green?
Green and yellow, white uniforms. Why dress up as the Raiders, who wouldn't have they won anything?
Yeah. Bizarre.
I didn't get that either.
I didn't either. Anyway, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the Tuesday edition. My name is Scott Hinton. I'll be in Crosby, North Dakota tomorrow. Bismarck today and making my way up to Crosby for tomorrow's broadcast. So looking forward to that. I think Heidi Heitkamp is running for governor. Let's just say what it is. I know the headline in some of the papers is that she's mum on a possible run for governor, but I'm reading her quotes from this gathering with the forum communication folks, and it looks to me like, well, first of all, are you going to run for governor? That was the question. The answer was, what I'm doing right now is trying to figure out how I can get things done for North Dakota in the United States Senate. I'm very interested in seeing how this new Congress can and cannot work, so I'm really focused.
You don't think she'd actually come out and say, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am.
That's a non-answer. Well, but then she kind of does, in my opinion, because they said, do you have a desire to be governor? And she said, well, the proof's in the past. In other words, she ran before. She also said that the position of governor is the greatest honor that you can have from the people of North Dakota. And also went on to say it's not unusual to move from senator to governor. She's running. Heidi Heitkamp's running for governor. I can read enough between this that's exactly what's going on.
What happens if she loses?
That would not be a good political thing for her, which is why, I imagine she'd keep her options open here. In other words, does Governor Dalrymple seek another term? And you have an incumbent, and it's would be viewed by some as formidable. Incumbency of Governor Dalrymple. Here's what I want to know. Should Heidi Heitkamp, in your view, run for governor? In my mind, she's running based on these answers. My question is to the voters who put her in by a little bit of a sliver, 3,000 votes in the race for the U.S. Senate. Are you okay with her running for governor before fulfilling the Senate term? Governor Hovind did that, so that's not unprecedented, right? He won a third term for governor and then ran for Senate after the Byron Dorgan retirement. I think he actually was going to run even without a Byron Dorgan endorsement. But in other words, it's not a political thing to say, well, you have to fill out your term. I'm just kind of curious what folks think about that.
Not to get too far ahead of the game, but if Heidi runs for governor, who's the next senator?
Well, there's another little debate there because she was also in this conversation critical of a current legislative proposal that would change the way in which her replacement would be picked. Because, and I actually think this bill makes sense, whoever is, in a position to I think a special election is the best way. I think voters... Yeah. Should do it. I think right. I think governor's appointing someone to fulfill that.
Totally agree.
That's smelly. In other words, if Heidi Heitkamp is to run, and I believe she is, that's my opinion. I want to know yours. Do you agree or disagree? And by the way, this has been talked about for, almost since she's been elected to the Senate on whether she'd run or not. There's been a lot of chatter.
The political machine du jour shouldn't be picking our senator. We should be picking our senator.
Right. But she was very critical of this bill that Roscoe Striley has put forward. For his fellow legislators to vote on this session that would require a special election to fill a vacancy instead of an appointment by the governor to fill out the term. I mean, to me, it's smelly. If Heidi Heitkamp were to run and win, she appoints her successor. So, I think the theory of this is, number one, the right thing to do is to have the people decide who it is. But you have to admit a benefit for Republicans would be if that caveat was removed, it might end up on the minus column of whether or not she runs or not. You follow me?
Right.
Because there's a risk there.
Because, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is it political suicide to run and then lose for that? Because then what is she going to do?
Well, she stays a senator in that case. But if she were win, she wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't automatically mean that the Senate race, at least temporarily, stays in the Senate in the Democratic hands. So,
but doesn't that kind of make her a lame duck senator in that case? I mean, how would she be in re-election? Well, you obviously don't want to be a senator because you just tried to run for something else.
That's true. That'd be a little interesting. Anyway, a little palace intrigue here to Banny about today. One of the things on our minds. What do you think of that? You know, we haven't talked about Heidi Heitkamp in the Senate for a while. Well, how's she doing? I mean, she squeaked in, you know, in that particular race. But you happy with her performance? You like the idea of her running for governor? Good idea, bad idea? You tell us what's on your mind in that regard about that political story. I'm reading between the tea leaves here in this interview, but it looks to me like she's running, even though she's saying, you know, typical political pablum.
Does that place her one more step away from coming on to our show here then?
Yeah, if she wants to.
Is she going to duck that?
If she wants to win, that'd probably be a good idea to actually, you know, talk to people.
It's been known to work.
It is, yeah.
And avoiding people's been known to not work.
Backfires a little bit.
Rick Berg.
Yeah.
Or as George Sinner.
Yeah. Or Ryan Taylor.
Well, right? I did interview Sinner on my show on K-Fire, which I'm not convinced went all that well for him, but different story.
Anyway, here's the telephone number to let us know what's on your mind, or tell us whether you think Heidi Heitkamp ought to run, whether she will run, whether it's a good idea for the legislature to change how a replacement would be put forward. We want to know what you think, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. Again, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to email us. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And we get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers every Tuesday on the program. NDFB.org is their website. Great membership benefits, by the way. The good folks that are hard at work for you, working the hallways of the state legislature as we speak. And we're actually going to chat with one of the keynoters at the Farm and Ranch Conference that starts the last day of this month. A little later on in the program, we're also going to talk with a legislator. State Senator Lonnie Lafine will join us on the program today. And we're going to talk about missed opportunities on reforming North Dakota's oil tax last session and what to do about it this session with Lonnie Lafine as we catch up on what's happening at the legislative session. So we're looking forward to that conversation as well today on the program. One other thing I want to bring up that's on my mind besides Heidi Heitkamp clearly planning to run for governor while she's saying she's not, and whether or not you agree, is law enforcement officials are weighing in on this sobriety checkpoint legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spent a little time talking about it because that is going to be debated this session of the legislature, essentially removing the ability for law enforcement to have these DUI checkpoints. And
how effective have they been?
Law enforcement officials say the proposal affects the ability to stop cars during alerts. And so they're raising some concerns about this. West Fargo's police chief said, talking with law enforcement around the state, they're not very happy about the bill. We truly do believe sobriety checkpoints deter drunk drivers.
Well, I tell you what, given that they tell you ahead of time roughly where they're going to be and when they're going to be, and then you have signage coming up to it and an opportunity to take a U-turn, if you're still dumb enough to drive up to a checkpoint drunk, you should be off the road.
Tom Campbell, a senator from Grafton, has said there's better and more effective ways to educate the public about the dangers of drunken driving. It sends a negative message for a positive event. But law enforcement raising some objections. Does that change your mind in any way, shape, and or form? Want to know your answer to that question today as well. What else do they say here?
Not really in favor of taking tools out of the toolbox for law enforcement, mind you, but...
Here's some stats, by the way. Fargo police have conducted 62 checkpoints since 2004. That was the year they started. An average of 4 checkpoints a year until staff shortages forced them to cut back. 3 people were arrested for drunken driving in the most recent checkpoint. That was in August. Law enforcement saying their effectiveness shouldn't be measured in number of arrests, because checkpoints send a message to drunken drivers that even though an officer may not be around to see them making a driving error, they could still be caught driving drunk. Also said drivers are not forced to participate because police always put up signs warning drivers at the checkpoint as they approach an intersection, right, which allows them to avoid it.
Right. So if you're still dumb enough to drive drunk up to the checkpoint, you ought to be off the road.
All right, so we have a checkpoint pushback from law enforcement. We have the potential height camp run for Gov. That's what's on our mind. A couple of guests coming up. You tell us what's on yours. 800-228-0550. Jason and Williston, let's get your thoughts in here. You're up.
Hey, wow, that was quick. I think we're asking the wrong questions about these drunk driving checkpoints. The question shouldn't be, does it work? The question shouldn't be, is it going to deter drunk driving? The question should be, is this a constitutional way for law enforcement to do their job?
Okay, and we have had that question addressed and answered by courts before that it is constitutional. Is it the right thing to do? More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Farm Bureau, this is What's On Your Mind, so we want to know. Give us a ring at 800-228-0550. One other story that caught my attention yesterday. You know, we spent some time yesterday in the program talking about the fact that there was this nearly 4 million people protest, a rally, I guess, unity rally in Paris, right? And that the U.S. didn't have a president, a vice president, a secretary of state, any high-ranking official there, and what possibly could be the reason for this. unbelievable. The White House yesterday comes out and says basically that they blew it and said we should have had, fair to say, we should have had somebody there. I thought that was refreshing, honestly. It doesn't make it better they messed up, but I think they deserve credit for fessing up. That's caused quite a discussion on our Facebook page. Some people don't agree. But I think, you know, they see it as spin or whatever. But how often does that happen in Washington? Somebody say, yeah, I messed up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nobody does. They spin it. They, but
no kidding. I was kind of expecting to hear some sort of excuse. And, you know, what can you say when they admit, okay, we kind of dropped the ball on this one.
So kudos. I'm fired up. Also, the question on Senator Heidi Heitkamp running for governor has prompted lots of discussion as well. Should she run for governor or remain in the Senate is my question for you. Looks to me like she's running. Chances, no thanks. The last thing North Dakota needs is a Democrat in the governor's mansion. Canley says no way. Dan says run for governor. North Dakotans are looking for tax cuts, not tax increases. The governor's race doesn't attract out-of-state contributions. She couldn't beat either Dalrymple or Wrigley. Too bad she doesn't have to resign her Senate seat first in order to run. Dawn says she should do neither. Jason wants her to marry Prince William. I think she has a husband, so I don't know. About... how about neither? Carol says neither. Dan says, Scott, if she runs for governor in 2016, why do you believe she would have to resign to run? She only has to resign if she wins, and then she gets to appoint her successors. Too bad she doesn't have to resign first in order to run. No, she doesn't.
Should's a whole different discussion.
Right, should is a different discussion.
But, right, she doesn't have to.
It's just kind of a freebie politically because you can run, in this case for the governor's race, while still being senator. If you lose, you're still senator.
For now.
I don't know how voters would take that.
That's just it. It seems a little on the suicidal side to me.
A lot of people have been murmuring that this was more likely now that the Senate is no longer in Democratic hands because now she's in the minority. Can't be fun.
No. Which shows the allure of the governor's mansion.
Kenny says, what are her Senate accomplishments? Fair question.
She stood up to the Obama administration when it comes to energy. She's not following the Democratic Party talking points when it comes to energy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to admit that.
True, definitely. What has that accomplished is another deal. But
as opposed to getting a yes person in there.
Anyway, you've got our thoughts. We want yours and some others waiting to chat here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Also talking about the law enforcement pushback on DUI checkpoints. What do you think of that? Todd, Tioga, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Go on Heidi Heitkamp. I would vote for Drew Wrigley. I'd like to see some young blood get in there. And that's what I would say there. And then I was your last caller yesterday, and I just had a couple talking points I wanted to talk about. And I guess I'm not so quick to hand out the kudos on them saying that they screwed up. We've got to remember they're politicians. They're telling us what we want to hear. And I think it was a big mistake. But I just got a couple quotes here. He loves his country best who strives to make it best. Our country is not the only thing to which we owe our allegiance. It is also owed to justice and humanity. Patriotism consists not waving the flag, but in striving that our country shall be righteous as well as strong. And then the last one, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. And that's where we're headed with this direction of our president that we have right now. And it's all by design, and it's all by a plan, and the sooner we get him out of the driver's seat, the better off we're going to be.
Todd, appreciate the call. Ed Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd invite her to run for governor. We'd really see how popular she is now. People would.
So bring it on.
The way it is.
And you don't have a problem about not finishing the Senate term?
But who's gonna watch the fort when she's out campaigning? That's one problem I would have, you know. Be absent for some time there. There's nobody there to take her place, say yes or no.
But politically speaking, you say bring it on because, you know, it'll settle the score, if you will.
Right, right. Then I think we should have a warranty with all the politicians, you know. You know, 90 days, 100 days, if we don't like them, we'd bring them back
wow.
and cash them in.
Money back guarantee.
Bold.
There you
kinda
go.
Like the,
there you go.
Like the, I mean, if you have one for MyPillow.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that yeah. works too.
We got the 60-night sleep guarantee on the MyPillow deal.
Yeah.
So how confident we are you're going to love that, baby.
10-year warranty.
Yeah.
Try that
on
us, Senator.
And,
yeah.
they honor theirs. I know that. They're good people.
There you go.
All right,
Ed.
That's my idea.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind is the question. Talking about potential run for governor by Heidi Heitkamp. Think she's going to? Should she? What do you make of that? DUI checkpoints getting some pushback from law enforcement of the White House admitting they screwed up on not sending a high-level official to the unity rally in France. That's what's on our mind, but anything's welcome here.
It's more refreshing that they actually didn't just tell us what we wanted to hear, or did tell us what we wanted to hear, versus what they wanted us to hear.
I'm sticking to that story, rather than just the usual, you know, dig your heels in. Blaine and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Great day to be American, and even better to be in North Dakota. Just want to talk about these DUI checkpoints. I keep hearing the argument that they advertise where the checkpoints are going to be, so if you're too dumb to drive through them anyway, that's your fault. It's still a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And if they're advertising where they're going to be, how effective are they going to be actually anyway? So why even have them? Why violate our rights? Because, I mean, if we're willing to give up a little bit of our rights for security, we'll deserve neither, you know? That's just my opinion. But.
Appreciate the call, Blaine. And, in other words, whatever benefit we're getting from it is not worth it, is what Blaine's saying. Don and Underwood on the checkpoints. Your take.
Yeah, here you go, guys. I've got a niece that her husband was murdered, killed in a DUI accident where a guy ran into him. Okay, what rights are there for the people that are being hurt or killed? We're waiting a year and a half still, and this guy is killed and was in another DUI accident 2 years before that, killing a young lady. And yet he's not served any time, and we're still waiting a year and a half later for somebody to tell us why, you know, put him in prison or something. I mean, this guy's a nut. But yet he's still free and walking around. Now, DUI checks, I'm all for him. I drive a big truck. I've been stopped a couple of times for, you know, through DUI check. I have no problem with it. And, you know, I hope the police put up more. I really do. I'm so sick and tired of people being hurt or killed because of idiots.
Don, appreciate that call. A lot of passion there. Thanks a ton. Don and Underwood. More of your calls on these and other topics as we continue throughout the program. Also going to check in with one of the keynote speakers from the Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference coming up end of the month for the Farm Bureau in North Dakota. Stay tuned for all that on the way.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, under the red, white, and blue banners, are fueling America's energy revolution. That's right. PetroServe USA connects North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump, including E15. You'll find them in Mandan, in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, in West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead, in Castleton and Valley City and Wahpeton, over in Minnesota, Dilworth, Glendon, up in Bemidji, too. Just look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA, and come on in for the friendly smiles and great eats. The 4-for-4 special is fantastic every day. Four items for $4. Get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink or a big coffee, and two cookies. 4 for $4. It's a great deal. And the grab-and-go specials this month include Special K protein drinks, 2 for $3, and Special K protein bars, just 99 cents in your choice of flavors. The Deli Express Double XL sandwiches, $1.99 each. And Werther's candies, $1.59 for the caramels, $2.59 for the caramel popcorn. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com.
You ready for me to start talking?
Scott Hendon is going to be on the road again, as a matter of fact.
I am, yeah. Actually, Energy Matters on 550K Fire and KLTC later this afternoon from Pro Tech Truck Repair up in Stanley, North Dakota. And we're going to talk with Luke Giever from the Bakken Magazine. Luke has written an interesting article about all the different dynamics of the price of oil in North Dakota. Great article in the Bakken Magazine. We're also going to talk with a fellow by the name of Nathan Thompson. He is actually the CEO of a company called Fortis Energy Services. It's a Michigan company, I think, but they have like seven rigs in North Dakota. So of our, whatever, 150-some, they have seven of them. And they have started a new hiring program to specifically target veterans. It's kind of a neat thing. So we're going to find out about that. And we're also going to catch up with Dennis Lindahl. Dennis is a former city council member up there in Stanley and has something called Dakota PR, works with a lot of different companies, sort of just get the lay of the land of what's going on up in Montreal County and Stanley. So look forward to that. Tomorrow, then, we're in Crosby. You ever been up to Crosby, Todd?
I have not.
You can touch Canada from Crosby.
Close. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to reach across the border there.
You may get a visit from one of our Cave Fire regulars, Crazy Bob, who lives in West Hope, so don't be surprised.
Well, it's a little bit of a drive west for Bob. I hope he comes over. I hope he comes on over. That'd be all right.
He'll do it.
Anyway, back to the calls here at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. We're going to catch up with the folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, actually one of the keynote speakers that'll be at the Farm and Ranch Conference in just a moment here. Tommy's on the line, so we're going to chat with him. But first, Bob in Bismarck wants to weigh in here. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They should take an eye cap. Makes more sense for the governor. They should put a Democratic mascot on, put a washer locker and launch her to the moon. That makes a bunch of sense. So that's
okay. Okay, got it, I think. Something about a mascot? And launch her to the moon, Todd, did you get all of that?
Not sure I followed exactly his intent there, but yeah.
Couple of questions on the on the table today. Do you give the White House any credit for saying, hey, we screwed up by not sending somebody of a higher profile to the unity rally in Paris? They did sort of spin after they said we screwed up, but I give them credit for saying we screwed up. And they didn't say those words, we screwed up. They just said it's fair to say we should have sent somebody.
Here's a thought. Maybe they should have screwed up.
Well, I agree, but I mean, when you do, to say you did is unique.
Yeah, first time in 6-7 years they've owned up to the mistake.
Huh? Interview with Heidi Heitkamp on the Forum editorial board, Forum News Service, suggests that she's running for governor. She's not saying she is, but her answers tell me she is. What do you think of that idea? Should she run? Would she win? Why don't you take on that? Also, DUI checkpoints. Law enforcement raising concerns about eliminating that possibility and what it would mean. Get your take on that. So, anyway, appreciate all that today on the program. Right now, we're going to chat with one of the folks that will be keynoting the Farm and Ranch Conference that the Farm Bureau is hosting later this month. Starts January 30th. Hope that's on your calendar. All the details are at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, if you want to check that out. Our next guest is one of the featured speakers. Be providing a farming market outlook talk, Tommy Grassoffi. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Did I get the Grassoffi right?
Yeah, it's like at a fine restaurant, Italian order or something. Yep, two eyes. Grassoffi.
There you go. Good. So we're looking forward to your visit to the Farm and Ranch Conference later this month. And Give us a little sneak peek. I don't want you to give away all the goodies because we want folks to come to the event, but what are you going to be talking about?
Well, there's a lot to talk about, especially coming to North Dakota. I heard you gentlemen talk about oil, and oil ties right into the commodities because, one, it's using up a lot of our rail, and that's affecting the cash price of the grain up in North Dakota. And, two, we grow a lot of corn up in North Dakota that's used for ethanol, and at some point here, when you go to the gas station and it's just cheaper to put regular fuel in your truck or car than ethanol, you wonder what ethanol's future is. Now, I can't imagine crude oil prices will stay low forever, but currently, just as we speak, they're trading $45 a barrel. So that'll be a hot topic up the conference, I imagine, also.
Price of the value of the dollar is wreaking havoc with some markets now, especially on the commodity side on oil. What is your takeaway on what that means for ag commodities?
Well, typically when we have a strong dollar, you would be very cautious with commodities. And so you see other commodities like copper, gold, silver. Recently, gold's went up. That's probably more in geopolitical risk. But strong dollar usually means a little lower commodities. It definitely makes you need more of our dollars to come to America and buy our product. So keep an eye on it. It really had a heck of a move. We'll see if it pulls back or if it's going to continue that way. Overall, I'm very, very impressed with how corn, wheat, and beans have maintained their price levels under the strong dollar environment. It had a lot of us in the commodity world very worried, but before you're going to go buy some copper, you're going to buy food. And so food is still popular all across the world. So it just takes a few more dollars to buy them. So that's what I see on the dollar front and how it ties in with corn, wheat, and beans.
The Farm and Ranch Conference starts January 30th. Details at ndfb.org. And the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee brings in nationally known speakers. The idea is you get some takeaways. So you get, learn more about the tools and techniques that can help you achieve your goals. Simple as that. So what takeaways will the growers and ranchers that ultimately are at your talk, what are they going to take away, Tommy? Give us some of the takeaways you want to leave with.
Well, one, there's another speaker up there named Chris Barron, and he's going to be talking about cost production, and he has a wonderful decision-making tool. When I meet young growers, old growers, they always say, oh, you have a seat at the Board of Trade. Where's corn going to grow? And I say, where's it going to go, not grow? I say, I have no clue. It's as crazy as asking your crop insurance guy what day it's going to hail. Because you bought crop insurance. So, first of all, young growers need to understand what their cost of production is. When what caught a lot of growers off is that we went under the cost of production. And that's not something we've seen in years. So the Board of Trade trades corn, wheat, and beans, and that's all great. But you need to know what it cost you to grow corn, wheat, and beans. And that's where Chris Barron and his sheet profit manager come into tie. Now, what I do then is on the other side of the markets, and that's the puts and the calls and the futures. And so I like the young growers to really understand their cost of production and what goes into raising a crop. Like any other businessman in America or across the world, you can't for too long raise a product and it costs you more to grow it than what you sell it for. So they're always asking me where should they sell it, and I'm asking them, go figure out what it costs you to grow it. The other thing is to really have a positive attitude. So what I want growers to leave there knowing is even the smartest of the smart people have no clue where the markets are going. And there's a couple reasons for that. One, grain markets are heavily influenced by the weather. And so, you know, you guys know how hard it is to predict the weather. And a couple good rains over the key 4th of July weekends can make or break the American grain crop. And so if you can't predict the weather, how the heck can you predict the grain markets? But I want growers to have a positive attitude. I want them to learn a couple new skills and become better businessmen. Regardless of where the markets go, they chose to be a farmer in 2015, and I want them to have every advantage so that they can be one of the best farmers in the world.
Great stuff. Folks, Friday, January 30th, it starts in the afternoon. Registration opens about 3. It's very family-friendly, by the way. They have kids' corrals and daycares and invite you to bring the whole family. Pete Hannibal's going to be doing a policy update, big banquet Friday night, all day Saturday, tons of information, literally going all day Saturday, and a lot of fun, and then a little breakfast on Sunday, and they're out of there. They have some rooms reserved at a good rate as well through the 16th, so it's a good time to make a decision and join the fun for the 2015 North Dakota Farm Bureau Farmers and Ranchers Farm and Ranch Conference, and it's at Ramada in Bismarck, ndfb.org. By the way, plug for the sponsors that are helping to make this possible as well. They include DuPont, Pioneer, CHS, Sun Prairie of Minot, the CHS Foundation, Farm Credit Services of Mandan, Minot and Fargo, Archer Daniels Midland of Castleton, and Bush Ag, all making that possible. Tommy, thanks for coming to North Dakota as part of this event, and look forward to some great information for farmers and ranchers at the North Dakota Farm Bureau Farm and Ranch Conference end of the month.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to work with North Dakota farmers, and I look forward to meeting a bunch of good folks.
All the details at ndfb.org, by the way. Check out the website, ndfb.org. Okay, looking forward to that. And by the way, thanks to the Farm Bureau for being a fine sponsor. Back to find out what's on your mind here today. Don in Minot wants to talk about our chatter about who's going to run for governor and whether Heidi's going to throw her hat in the ring and whether that'd be a good thing, a bad thing. Hey, what's on your mind, Donald?
Okay, it's not so much Heidi running for governor, but it's the idea of you've elected a person to do a job. If they want to run for another job, you know, get elected to another one, they should resign their elected position they're in. Just flat out, if you're a senator, you want to run for governor, you resign as senator and run as governor. And goes for state, whatever, local, all of them.
So, yeah, the idea of having a fallback, you think, is not wise?
No. She runs for governor, she doesn't make it, she goes back to senator. Come on. If you're going for a new job, you're going to quit your other one. You don't have that fallback position.
And, you know, obviously it was a close election, and the Heidi Heitkamp won. She won by 3,000 votes for Senate. Folks put her in there to be a senator for 6 years. So I think you have a point. You know, I think that might factor into, if she said, I'm going to stay a senator, see if I get elected governor, if I lose, I'll go back. Would that affect your vote? Would that make you, vote one way or another? Would tell you something about her? What would be the consequence of her not resigning her current position in your mind, Don?
I'm not going to vote for her for governor. She's already got a job. They're professional politicians. And they're just going from job to job and fill out their resume to make it look better for them. They want one job, they keep that job. They want to go for another one, resign your job. Let's elect somebody at the same time you're running for a new position.
All right, Don, good point. Appreciate the call, and that's why we ask what's on your mind. Interesting take on that. Reason we're asking is Senator Heitkamp gave some answers that suggest that she's strongly considering running for governor. She, you know, wouldn't say when directly asked, but all the answers really, in my mind, say she's running. So good idea, bad idea, would you win? What's your take on that? And, obviously some other angles to this, like whether or not she should give up her current post if she decides to run. Tell us, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Ed and Bismarck, you are next. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of four Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Streeter, Underwood, Minot, and Newburg, North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2015 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are January 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Central Grasslands Research Extension Center in Streeter, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Underwood City Hall Meeting Room in Underwood, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Newburg Community Center in Newburg. For more information, contact NDSU Extension Agronomist Dr. Hans Condell at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Find out more at mdfb.org. It's also the day we get to find out what is on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. As I mentioned earlier, the Farm and Ranch Conference is coming to Bismarck January 30th, Feb 1 and 2. Another one of the speakers is the president and manager of AgView Solutions, Chris Barron. And Chris was nice enough to give us a little sneak preview of his talk on the weekend as well. Chris, tell us.
Yeah, looking forward to it. There's just a lot of things in the horizon, I think, in agriculture that we need to take a quick look at, and land values being one of them. We're going to take a good hard look at cash rents, how to assess that. and also look at cost of production analysis. There's just a lot of things that get talked about around cost of production, but we're going to take a look at it and just dive into some of the specifics and things that we can do to improve our operations, really hone in on margin management and being profitable in the years to come. Really looking forward to meeting up with all the farmers networking at the conference.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Chris. And again, you can find out what's on the lines of other farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Here's a call that came in during the break at 800-228-0550 on a potential Heitkamp. That's Heidi Heitkamp for Governor Run. Roll that, Chris.
Well, I'd just love to see Mary Catherine or Heidi or whatever her real name is run for governor, and I'd like to see her lose. I'd also like to see Drew Wrigley run for governor, because I think that he would be an excellent, excellent governor. Not that I think there's anything wrong with Jack Dalrymple, but I think that Drew Wrigley really would connect with people. So I'd like to see her run against Drew, like to see Drew win, and then have a special election and, you know, maybe get Heidi out for good. Of course, I guess that can't happen if she doesn't win the governorship. This is a pipe dream, but, you know.
All right. Interesting thoughts there. And I think that is her real name, Mary Catherine Heitkamp. So this is a very fairly well-informed caller. I think Heidi's a nickname that she's used over the years. Or I don't know if folks gave her that name or where the Heidi part came from. But anyway, caller had that right, I believe. Because I've seen that somewhere, someplace. Anyway, he not only is saying, yes, she should run for a different reason, because he'd like to see her lose, he's also suggesting that her opponent be Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor. Second or third vote we've had this morning for Drew Wrigley to be the candidate for Republican governor. Speaking of which, Governor Dalrymple hasn't said whether he would run for a third term. He could, you know, in North Dakota, run for another term. But he is saying, you know, that's a decision for after the session and later and not saying. So anyway, interesting take. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see. Ed and Bismarck been waiting to weigh in here. Ed, your take. You're next.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I got a couple points to make about, number one, about the president not sending somebody or going to France to speak, you know, to stand in unity with the people in France over this terrorist attack. And my take on that is, and I'm speaking as someone who volunteered for the military, wasn't drafted, but volunteered because I felt that was what was best for my country or for the whole country, okay? So I think the president is wrong because he and his administration pick and choose the causes that they support. You know, it didn't take Eric Holter very long to speak out about the Trayvon Martin deal. It didn't take the president long to show support for the Trayvon Martin deal. But yet, something that affects our entire country and every citizen in our country is, you know, yeah, a few seconds of commentary during a speech. And the thing that bothers me is Eric Holder was actually in France at the time.
Yeah.
And did not bother to show up, you know, as a representative of our country. When
they screwed up. There's no doubt about it. And you're right, the things they choose to opine on or be a part of speaks volumes. But is it refreshing that they actually said, hey, we screwed up, we should have sent somebody?
Well, after 4 or 5 days, yeah. I mean, they finally admit, you know, that they screwed up. But what does that say about the American people and our world standing, okay? That's what they're not thinking of. You know, it's okay. President Obama and, you know, the administration screwed up. But what do all these other countries that stood in unity, you know, the Germans, the Poles, the Britons, you know,
what's the damage from the decision, whether they admit they screwed up or not? That's a good point, Ed. I appreciate the call. Up against the clock here, so I'm going to squeeze one more in. Ron in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, say, there were 10,517 provisional ballots cast that year that Heidi won, and she only won by 3,300 votes. I was thinking there was some voter fraud in there someplace. Then the legislature changed the voter registration thing the next session, so I think she would lose terribly when the real votes are counted.
Well, yeah, she won by 3,000 votes, right? So I would argue, Ryan, your point is there was, you know, provisional ballots, and I, time to challenge that's over. So, water under the bridge at this point. But the point is, well taken, very close election. And I would also argue, you know, with all due respect to the Berg campaign folks, not that great a campaign on his end. So, you know, I don't think there's a lot of wind at her back. So, fair point, Ron. Let's see what others think. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.